Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat with others who have found that God's faithfulness never ends. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hi, friends, and welcome back to another episode. I'm so glad you're here today. I don't know about you, but May is certainly a month of remembrance for me. Today, we celebrate Memorial Day. Let us never forget the sacrifice of the great men and women of this nation who gave us this wonderful country that we live in because of their sacrifice. Dennis Edward O'Brien, former sergeant in the U.S. Marine Corps, is attributed with this quote, "Only two defining forces have ever offered to die for you, Jesus Christ and the American soldier. One died for your soul and the other died for your freedom." We have so much to be grateful for this Memorial Day. And yesterday was our wedding anniversary. Scott and I have been married for 34 years. I can't believe it's that long. We've had so many blessings in our lives and so many trials. But God has been there for us through it all, helping us. His love has endured through it all and carried us through. We are blessed with two wonderful sons, Taylor and Bradley. Taylor is married to our precious daughter-in-law, Reed, and they have our two wonderful grandchildren, Levi and Hadley. I can't tell you how much joy these two grandbabies have brought into our lives. And our son, Bradley, is more alive than he's ever been because he's living in heaven with Jesus. Despite the hard times, we have so much to be grateful for. Recently, we celebrated Mother's Day, which is another time to remember. I remembered my wonderful mom who impacted my life so much. We remembered my precious mother-in-law, Shirley, who went to be with Jesus in September of last year. I am so thankful for the children that God has blessed me with. It was also a day of deep sadness for me because Bradley's not here with me anymore. My heart will remain broken on some level until I'm with him again. And thank God that will happen one fine day when I reach heaven. On the sad days, God is right there with me, and I am so thankful for that. I know Mother's Day was a day of remembrance for you, and I hope it brought you great joy. But if it brought you heartache, I hope you were comforted by sweet memories and by knowing that God loves you. For me, May also marks the month that a cancerous tumor was found in my breast. That was 14 years ago, and today here I sit, cancer-free. Praise God. He has brought us through so much. And sometimes in the light, it's so good to look back and remember what he's done for us in the darkness. It's humbling and it's encouraging. He has brought us through, and I'm sure this is true for you too. I'm sure there are times when he's been there for you during the hardest days. As a Christian, there are many reasons to look back and remember. We should remember his faithfulness, and in the Bible we are urged many times to remember his deeds. He delivers, he provides, and he never makes a promise that he doesn't keep. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, "Remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth." And Psalm 77:11 says, "I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago." When we look back, we remember that God has always been faithful. And no matter what our struggles are and our trials, we've gotten through them 100%, or we're getting through them because we're still here. We look back to cultivate gratitude. We are called to give thanks to God in all things. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. We look back to acknowledge sin and failure, not so we can sit in shame or guilt, but so that our hearts can grow and we can be transformed through Him. 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." It's always good to go back and do a check, because repentance is rooted in remembering where we've strayed, and it helps guide us in our path back. We should look back to help us teach the next generation. Psalm 78:4. We will not hide them from their descendants. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. And now for the most important. We should look back so that we can strengthen the hope for our future by remembering the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ and that wonderful, unspeakable gift that God gave to us through His Son. Our hope is found in Jesus Christ, and nothing fuels our hope like remembering the resurrection. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to His great mercy, He has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Let us never, never forget." And as Christians, we are called to have communion. That's the Lord's Supper. Luke 22, verse 9, "Do this in remembrance of me." Remembering Christ's sacrifice is at the heart of worship, and everything else centers around that. We should look back not to dwell on the past, but so we can remember who God is, who we are because of Him, what He has done, and how He continues to work. It's not good to look back, though, to get stuck in guilt and shame. That's a trap of the enemy. It's also not good to look back with longing to a past life that God has called us away from. This was shown in the Bible regarding Lot's wife. She looked back towards Sodom and away from the new plan that God had for her life. Lot's wife was a prosperous woman, and she may have been more attached to the good life than she should have been. While she may not have participated in the sin of Sodom, her story implies that she certainly learned to tolerate it. Her heart had become divided. While she was moving ahead, she was looking back. It's kind of like driving down the road looking in the rearview mirror. That's not going to work. Her family was so entrenched in the culture of Sodom that it impacted them. This was shown when Lot offered his two virgin daughters to the town, when they were trying to attack the angels who had come there to protect them and lead them out of the city. Genesis 19, beginning in verse 15, says, "As morning dawned, the angel urged Lot, saying, 'Up, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be swept away in the punishment of the city.' But he lingered. So the men seized him and his wife and his two daughters by the hand, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. And as they brought them out, one said, 'Escape for your life. Do not look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the hills, lest you be swept away.' The sun had risen on the earth when Lot came to Zoar. Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, sulfur and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the valley, and all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew on the ground. But Lot's wife behind him looked back, and she became a pillar of salt." Because Lot's wife cherished Sodom's corruption so much, God rendered her as a lifeless figure so she could longingly look back at Sodom forever. Of the 170 women mentioned in the Bible, Lot's wife is the only one it tells us to remember. In Luke 17, the Bible talks about Christ's return, and it mentions Lot's wife. Luke 17, beginning in verse 28, says, "Likewise, just as it was in the days of Lot, there were eating and drinking, buying and selling, planting and building. But on the day when Lot went out from Sodom, fire and sulfur rained from heaven and destroyed them all. So will it be on the day when the Son of Man is revealed. On that day, let the one who is on the housetop with his goods in the house not come down and take them away. And likewise, let the one who is in the field not turn back. Remember Lot's wife. Whoever seeks to preserve his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life will keep it. The shortest verse in the Bible is Jesus wept. Remember Lot's wife is the second shortest. It was so important to God about what Lot's wife did that he put it in his holy word. When God calls us to new things, it's important that we move forward. In Philippians 3:13 and 14, Paul wrote, "Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Through it all, there is one common thread that as a Christian we can cling to, and that is God and His never-ending love and faithfulness. Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To Him who alone does great wonders, His love endures forever. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. To Him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, His love endures forever. And brought Israel out from among them, His love endures forever. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, His love endures forever. To Him who divided the Red Sea asunder, His love endures forever. And brought Israel through the midst of it, His love endures forever. But swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, His love endures forever. To Him who led His people through the wilderness, His love endures forever. To Him who struck down great kings, His love endures forever. And killed mighty kings, His love endures forever. Sihon, king of the Amorites, His love endures forever. And Og, king of Bashan, His love endures forever. And gave their land as an inheritance, His love endures forever. An inheritance to His servant Israel, His love endures forever. He remembered us in our low estate, His love endures forever. And freed us from our enemies, His love endures forever. He gives food to every creature, His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of heaven, His love endures forever. We don't always understand what God is doing, but there is one thing that is sure. God is love, and He is always faithful, and He will never leave us nor forsake us. His love endures forever. And because of that great love, He sent His Son Jesus to die for us, and He paid the price for our sins. And through Him, we too can endure forever in our eternal home in heaven one fine day. That sheer fact alone keeps me going some days. I'll get to see my boy again and my mom and dad, and I'll get to live and walk and be with them and with Jesus and God forever, the God whose love endures forever. So let's look back to remember who God is, who we are through Him, what He has done, and how He is still working. But we can't look back in shame and guilt. And we can't look back longing for the old life that God called us away from. We have a blessed hope that only comes through the resurrection of Christ. And no matter what our past has been, because of Him, we can move forward with faith, because we know that He's already there. He's already in our future. He already knows what's to come, and he can be trusted. All we have to do is look to him and let him be in charge. He is a God of mercy, love, comfort, and hope. And because of that, we can always, as his child, find grace in our wilderness. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust him, and may his river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. Subscribe or follow to make sure you don't miss a single episode. See you here next time.